It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Tom Barbata is here with us today. This year, he is raising money for a Grand Junction nonprofit called Base Camp 40. Now, they take veterans out in the backcountry, and they'll take them hunting sometimes as well. I'm trying to remember the exact terminology that Base Camp 40 uses to describe what they do, but it's basically taking veterans out in the open and letting them experience nature, and I guess decompress is a term that comes to mind.
Yeah, they call it, Tom. They call it healing through outdoor adventure.
Thank you. That is exactly phrase on their website that I was trying to remember. Of course, it's not on the About page, which I printed for my reference. You started doing fundraisers for veterans several years ago, and each one is a little bit different. The first year you raised like $4,000, then you went up to $7,000. I think you said $11,000 you were able to raise last year. And this is just really a passion of yours to try and raise money for veterans organizations. And again, the last couple of years, it's been Base Camp 40 right in our back door out in Grand Junction.
Yep. Well, this is my first year with Base Camp 40, actually. But yeah, it has been a passion. And the reason for me is that, one, I am a six-year Army veteran. So, you know, what they do kind of holds a place in my heart pretty close. And my oldest son, who is 20, is actually in basic training at Fort Leonard Wood right now. So it's kind of a two-fold investment here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your service. I know from our many conversations over the years about veterans that no matter how much those of us that did not serve can try and put ourselves in those boots and say thanks, it always carries a little more weight when it comes from another veteran. And it, as you, I think, would attest, it goes both ways. Understanding and a thank you from another veteran is a little bit different than, you know, the rest of us.
It is. There's kind of a brotherhood, sisterhood there, you know.
You bet. You bet. So you're actually going to, it's, again, it's been a little bit different every year, but this year you're going to hike a rucksack from Grand River in Rifle to the Veterans Memorial on the north end there up by Deerfield Park. And you're going to do that for 100 miles starting this Saturday.
Starting Saturday morning, I think I have it posted. I'm going to start at 4 a.m. I'm carrying a 30-pound rucksack with me for the duration. And I figure, I've sliced the math about 100 different ways. Okay, how long is it going to take me to walk 100 miles? And I don't see it happening in less than 40 hours. But, you know, maybe I'll walk fast.
Right. Now, is this going to be continuous? I mean, once you start, you're not stopping until you're done? Or is it going to be 10 hours a day?
Nope. It's going to be, well, it's going to be mostly continuous. The way I've trained is I walk 2 hours and then I rest 20 minutes. And that gives me enough time to change into dry clothes and, you know, make sure I have enough stuff, hydration with me, eat a peanut butter sandwich, and then out the door usually is how I've done it. So I did a 24-hour deal a year ago where I ended up going about 56 miles. And those, the times get a little longer each loop, and the rest get a little bit longer too. So hopefully I just got to keep my head in the game here.
Gotcha. So will you be wearing a, you know, bright colored clothes or anything like that so that if folks notice you on Saturday, they can give you a honk or a wave or something like that?
I've got an orange rucksack. It's not bright orange, but, you know, I think I'll be pretty easy to spot. I'll be walking up and down Railroad 16 loops. So I'll be walking by everybody's business about 32 times.
There you go. Up and back. And again, you're raising money for Base Camp 40. And so how can folks support you? Are you doing a pledge kind of thing? Like, like we did in elementary school in the Reading Olympics, where, you know, folks are paying you a certain amount per lap, or how are you doing the fundraising?
I've done it a little more simply than that. It's just a flat donation. So for me, you know, especially in the climate of the times, right? That there's a lot of people maybe can't donate right now, but you know, any amount is helpful as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's $5 or I've been trying to put out on my Facebook page, like if you want to donate $1 million, that would be great too.
But, they can't say yes unless you ask.
$5, exactly. You got to ask. So it's a flat donation. But what's great about Basecamp 40 is that they have nobody on payroll. So everyone's a volunteer. Their board members are volunteers. The people they have that go out and do the guiding for the hunting and the fishing trips, they're volunteers. So all the money goes to the mission and not to somebody's payroll. And I think that's important for people to know. But it's a flat donation. I have plenty of ways for people to donate. You know, we can discuss down the road here. But yeah, I have a goal though. The goal is $10,000, which, you know, is lofty. And there's only about 5 days left to donate, and I'm at just over 5,000 right now. So hopefully this will give us a little boost.
You bet. So you're halfway there, and so you want to have all those donations before you start walking.
The website I have set up to take the donation ends the morning, Sunday morning, maybe it's Sunday afternoon, but gotcha. Donations end on Sunday. I start on Saturday.
Okay.
And, people can donate until Sunday. Yep. Because I plan on being done sometime Sunday.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. So if you start Saturday morning and it's about 40 hours, yeah, okay. I guess if I was a little smarter, I could have done that math a little quicker, huh?
I've thought about it hours on end.
I imagine you have. Yeah, literally and figuratively, hours on end. And actually, now is probably as good a time as any to, because we'll probably want to give this information a number of different times, how folks can donate if they'd like to. I know you have a very active Facebook page, so if you want to look up Tom Barbata on Facebook, you should be able to find him there. And what you mentioned, I think, the Eventbrite page, that's actually how the actual donation part works, is through Eventbrite. So if you Google Eventbrite Basecamp 40, you can find information there.
Make sure you make Basecamp 40 all one word, though.
Okay.
In that search, yeah.
Gotcha. Yep, Google can be particular sometimes. You also have the link to the Eventbrite site, if you will, on your Instagram page. And Grady at Wingnuts is also taking donations on your behalf as well.
He is. Yeah, he's a huge supporter. He's got a jar set out that if you just want to, you know, drop some cash in while you're in there, it would be awesome as well.
Gotcha. So maybe have lunch or something like that. Get some takeout at Wingnuts and drop a little extra in the jar for Basecamp 40. Again, Tom starts this Saturday morning, bright and early. Are you going to start? Which end are you going to start at? At Grand River or at the Veterans Memorial?
I'm a Grand River employee, and so it's really easy for me to stage at Grand River.
Gotcha.
And have all the stuff I need. Doing this loop is going to be kind of monotonous, but this way I don't have to have like support. I can do it. So I'm pretty self-contained. All my hydration, all my food will be in one spot. So,
gotcha. And again, Tom will have an orange, maybe not bright orange, but an orange rucksack, 30 pounds. He'll be hauling from Grand River to the Veterans Memorial there at Deerfield Park, back and forth. How many times did you say? 16 times to make 100 miles?
16 times. 102.5. If
awesome.
We're being specific.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you're the one that's doing the walking, so I would expect you to be very specific. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Tom in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Tom Barbata. He's raising money for a Grand Junction nonprofit called Basecamp 40. Warriors in the Wild is their tagline. And they take veterans out into the outdoors to help them recenter and tell me the words you used again, Tom. I'm so sorry. You would think that I would write it down.
No, that's okay. Healing through outdoor adventure.
And as a 6-year veteran of the Army, of course, you would know a little bit about what life is like when you come back after serving. I've heard this from so many veterans over the last several years that it's a little bit different adjusting to civilian life once you get out. Did you have someone special that worked with you, or was it an easy transition for you?
It was maybe somewhere in the middle. You know, okay. I knew I wasn't going to stay in as a lifer. And when I got out, I got a job working, at Edward Jones, actually looking at their communication systems run, because that's what I did in the Army, thinking, oh, well, maybe the job was fine. And maybe just, you know, maybe the career Army thing wasn't for me. As it turns out, it was probably the other way around. The Army was probably the better piece. And I didn't really love the job that I had in the military as far as doing it for the rest of my life. So I had a hard time just kind of figuring out what I wanted to be when I grow up.
Gotcha. And so what do you do for Grand River now?
I'm a physical therapist there. Yep.
One of your other big passions for the last 4 or 5 years has been raising money for veterans causes. Again, this year it just happens to be Base Camp 40. And again, in addition to your own personal experience, you said that your son is in boot camp right now. So you're certainly thinking about him and his fellow, you wouldn't be classmates. What do you call?
Well, they are. Okay. They are classmates, okay. Soldiers in training. They're in a basic training class together. I actually talked to him the first time yesterday since he left. And it's pretty funny. I mean, being on the other end now and hearing him, you know, he's trying to get as many words out as he can to tell me how he's doing and what's going on. And then all of a sudden in the background, I hear somebody yelling, counting down from 10. That's how much time they had left to talk on the phone.
Oh, that's awesome. And again, you've had those same experiences, so you know exactly
100%.
What it's like. And I mean, you know your son, you know he'll be okay, but And how long is it, 6 weeks that they keep them isolated before they're allowed to have any outside contact?
Their class is 8 weeks long, and with COVID, it's been very different. He was quarantined before they even started classes. So, it's a whole different experience, I think, for the soldiers going through this year.
Just when you thought boot camp couldn't get any worse than it was for you, right?
Right, exactly.
one more wrinkle to throw in there. One more thing to get yelled at about. And again,
exactly.
You're raising money for Base Camp 40 in Grand Junction. Tom is going to start this Saturday morning, going to do 100 miles between Grand River in Rifle and the Veterans Memorial at the north end of town with a 30-pound rucksack, which I imagine 30 pounds in basic training, you're probably not carrying 30 pounds. What are you carrying, more like 100?
No, I bet it was probably between 40 and 50.
Okay. So it's maybe a little lighter.
Well, I trained with 50 pounds, so that hopefully I'll be ready for this.
Gotcha. Okay. And how long, I know you told me earlier, how long have you been training, just trying to work up to this?
On and off, because I postponed it. I was going to do this Memorial Day weekend, I had to push it back because of COVID, and I didn't want to ask for donations right at the outset of that, not knowing how that would go. But pretty much, I've been training pretty much since, I would say, March.
So do you think that having 2 or 3 extra months of preparation has got you in a better place than you would have been Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I think so. Because my training was, you know, I've built up over the past 2 months has been the most mileage, most hours spent. And so just getting a better base before I started building up, I think, really is going to help.
You bet. So, again, you're going to be very visible. You're going to follow Railroad Avenue and then onto Highway 13 out to the Veterans Memorial there. Obviously, probably most of us are not going to be able to make the full 100 miles with you, but if somebody sees you out there walking and they want to join you, I mean, do you welcome that?
Oh, 100%. In fact, the last time I did that, when I did the 24-hour deal, I was baffled. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, by how many people came out. I had probably five people show up in the middle of the night. Three of them I didn't even know, like, showed up in the middle of the night and said, "Hey, can we walk with you for a while? We heard what you're doing." I was like, "Absolutely." I had a friend that met me over at the overpass there at the river with hot chocolate for me in the middle of the night. It's great to have, because it's just, if I'm alone for 100 miles, it's going to be a long couple of days for sure.
You have an iPod or something like that that you normally walk with, or you just kind of...
I've been through three novels on tape. I've been through hours and hours of podcasts. I did spend one 8-hour training day walking just to see what it would be like with nothing, in silence. I guess that was kind of cathartic. I've had to slice it up a few different ways.
Gotcha. And like you said before, you know, you might need a little variety if you're actually walking over the course of 40 hours or so. Again, help Tom meet his goal of $10,000 for Base Camp 40 by any number of ways. Basically, all of these ways lead you to Eventbrite. If you Google Eventbrite Base Camp 40, again, all one word for the Base Camp 40, you can find the Eventbrite page for his event, which, again, starts Saturday morning, ends sometime Sunday afternoon/evening, depending on the exact schedule and how many and the exact length of those 16 round trips, you said. You can also search Facebook for Tom Barbata. He's got a very active Facebook page. He's also on Instagram. And if none of those work for you, Wingnuts has a jar set up where you can also make donations at Wingnuts and Rifle, actually right along the route toward the last third of the route out to the Veterans Memorial there at Deerfield Park. We'll take one final break, wrap things up, and you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Tom Barbata. He is raising money for a Grand Junction nonprofit called Base Camp 40 this Saturday, starting this Saturday morning early. He's going to start making 100 miles between Grand River Health and the Veterans Memorial on the north end of Rifle. It's 16 trips back and forth with a 30-pound rucksack. It'll be orange if you want to watch for him, if you want to join Tom for a couple rounds. Everyone is welcome to do that. I'm curious, when you were training, Tom, did you ever in the back of your mind think about Forrest Gump?
That's funny you say that. I've had several Forrest Gump conversations. I've come in the door of the house a couple times and be like, "I guess I'm done walking now." So, yeah.
Now, is your son or your kids like mine? Is it okay? That was a dad joke, and we're not going to laugh because we're not going to encourage it. Okay.
Yeah, I've got four kids at home, and my 6-year-old and my 9-year-old. They'll think I'm hilarious, but my teenagers don't think I'm funny at all.
That's about when you turn the corner there. Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, yep.
Again, Tom's goal this year, raising money for Base Camp 40, is $10,000. You said when we went into the interview today, you were at around $5,000. So halfway there, looking for that final push. And I noticed that your goal this year is a little less than what you raised last year. And again, with COVID-19 and unemployment rates up, you want folks to donate, and yet you understand that there's a lot going on right now financially for a lot of folks.
For sure. Last year I exceeded the goal. I raised more than I had hoped. It was my goal last year was also $10,000. Even if I don't make the goal, I think every dollar is going to be helpful. you know, Base Camp 40 normally has a fall event that they do a concert called Picking on the Pinion. Mm-hmm. And my understanding, talking with some of their board members, is that they raised about $10,000 to $12,000 at that event, and that's not happening because of COVID-19. So it was all the more reason to try to maybe help out.
Gotcha. You mentioned to me before we went on the air today that you actually learned about these veterans organizations through Rifle Rotary. You're a member of Rifle Rotary Club.
I am. Although they might not say so, because since COVID, my attendance has been low. But hopefully they'll still claim me. I asked. The Paul Bristol was the previous president of the board for Base Camp 40, and I reached out to him to come just do a talk to Rotary Club, to just kind of, you know, information about what they do. And because I had done fundraisers previously for other organizations, this particular organization really spoke to me, you know, kind of because they don't have any overhead and all the money goes to the mission. And, you know, right now they're actually focusing on veterans in the Western Slope. So, you know, they're not reaching out to veterans all over the country, although anyone across the country that wants to donate is welcome, of course. But they're focusing on veterans on the Western Slope. So it's a local organization doing things for local veterans.
Gotcha. And I'd even give you a couple happy bucks for that. For those of you that don't know, in Rotary, it's a tradition at the beginning of the meeting. Everybody passes the microphone around and they, you know, give a couple dollars for something positive or good that's happened since the previous Rotary meeting.
Right.
And again, halfway to the $10,000 goal, fingers crossed that you're able to get past that again this year. For anybody listening that would like to help Tom out achieve that goal for Base Camp 40, the link is on his Facebook page. Just search for Tom Barbata. And he's also on Instagram. There's actually an Eventbrite page. That's where you'll go if you click on one of those links from Facebook or Instagram. So if you want to Google Eventbrite Base Camp 40, again, run Base Camp 40 all together. And again, Grady at Wingnuts, who is a huge supporter of veterans in this area. Grady's got a jar set out at Wingnuts, so you can also just drop some cash in there if you'd like to help Tom achieve the goal. And even whether you donate or not, you can also join Tom or give him words of encouragement, maybe honk if you're driving by on Railroad Avenue this Saturday or Sunday. Just say hello, let him know that you appreciate what he's doing. Again, Tom will have an orange 30-pound rucksack that he'll be hauling from Grand River Health to the Veterans Memorial in Rifle 16 times for a little over 100 miles. I'm trying to remember. Did you say it's 102 miles?
102.
And,
yeah.
So just think about 102 miles, and if that doesn't give you respect, think about that 6 years in the Army. Not only that, but it was 6 years in the Army doing IT. Which, most of us have a love-hate relationship with IT, so I could understand why would.
Which is why I do something completely different as my grown-up job.
Exactly. Tom, I'm sure that there are a lot of folks that have helped you this year, certainly, but maybe even in previous years, that have helped you achieve these goals every single year for veterans organizations.
Yeah, for sure. This year, the Eloy and Eileen, who are members of the Memorial Day Riders, they invited me over to their biker night, and they passed the bucket around for us. And then they've committed to a pretty lofty, hefty donation, so I wanted to make sure to thank them. And Sherry and Larry at Alpine Bank, Alpine Bank's made a pretty generous donation as well. Grady at Wingnuts, he made a generous promise this year. And I got to tell you, last time I did this, and I did it in the winter, Grady, the end of my 24 hours, Grady was over at Wingnuts and it had started snowing. And I had just tennis shoes on because there wasn't any snow in the forecast. And I was trying to keep my weight light and my gear light. And from Wing Nuts all the way to the Veterans Memorial, Grady walked in front of me and kicked the snow out of the way so that my path would be more clear. So that just tells you what kind of guy he is.
That sounds like Grady. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then, of course, I must thank my wife, Brooke, for holding things down at home. We have four kids at home, and my son was home, living with us, the one that's in the Army, when I started training. So five kids at home, and she's holding it down as I am out, literally walking the country roads for hours and hours at a time. So without that kind of support, this wouldn't be done. And then my sister, it's kind of an inside joke story, but I can't get enough peanut butter in my life. And with COVID-19, I can't seem to get crunchy peanut butter anywhere. So she sends me a couple jars every few weeks for my training diet. So without that help, I'd be out of luck.
That's awesome. You mentioned that after every lap, you take a little bit of a break and then have a peanut butter sandwich. And I thought, oh, well, peanut butter is an energy food, right? So I just assumed it was about – I didn't realize that it was also a passion as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crunchy specifically.
Got to be crunchy. Okay. All right. Well, maybe if somebody's listening right now, maybe they will join you somewhere along the route with a bottle of, Skippy crunchy peanut butter or something like that, too.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Again, if you want to help Tom out, he's trying to raise – the goal is $10,000 for Base Camp 40 in Grand Junction. Again, there's a link on Tom Barbata's Facebook and Instagram for the Eventbrite page. If you want to skip all that and just go straight to Eventbrite, just Google Eventbrite and then all one word together, Base Camp 40. And again, even easier than that, there's a jar set up at Wingnuts. You can also drop some money in the jar at Wingnuts. If you don't have the resources to make a monetary donation, just watch for Tom Saturday and Sunday walking between Grand River Health and the Veterans Memorial on the north end of Rifle. If you see him out there, just give him a honk, a wave, maybe some words of encouragement. If you want to walk with Tom, that's absolutely fine too. And as he mentioned, he may or may not have the earbuds in, but if somebody's walking with you, I imagine you'll pop one out so that you can maybe have a little conversation.
I definitely won't have them in if somebody's walking with me. I may need somebody to kind of prop me up the last few miles and just kind of hold me up as I walk, too.
There you go. Brush the snow out from in front of you. It will be September, and it is Colorado, so you never know.
Exactly.
And by the way, I guess I should mention also, if you'd like to learn more about the nonprofit that Tom is raising money for, the Base Camp 40 website is bc40hunts.org. So the numbers 40, bc40hunts.org. You can learn more about why they exist and their mission. And, Tom, I'm with you. I mean, administrative costs are the key in any nonprofit, and the fact that they don't have any paid staff is huge. It means that the money you raise can all go toward those programs.
100%. Yeah, it's exciting. And they're a great group of guys. I've been talking with Wayne Telford, one of their board members, through all this, and I think they're going to come out and maybe – somewhere along the route, maybe sell some merch that they have from Base Camp 40, if anybody is interested, and just maybe even walk a couple laps with me. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Again, it's Tom starts this Saturday morning early, and it's 100 miles, so 16 laps between Grand River and the Veterans Memorial on the north end of town. Again, he'll be following Railroad Avenue and then onto Highway 13. So he should be easy to spot, again, with that orange 30-pound rucksack. So get on out there and support him. And, of course, it is a fundraiser. Help him make that, help him exceed that $10,000 goal by dropping some money in the jar at Wingnuts or Google Eventbrite Base Camp 40. Or just find Tom on Facebook or Instagram, and you can find the links there as well.
I tried to do a hashtag to make it easy to find, but apparently if you hashtag 100 mile ruck, there's some Army guys that they had the audacity to use that same hashtag. So it didn't work out as well as I hoped.
Yeah, fortunately, you were in the Army too, so they probably would give you a pass on that. Whereas if I tried to do that, it might be a different story.
Yeah. Right.
Tom, thanks so much for spending a little time. Again, here's hoping that you well exceed that $10,000 goal. Thanks again for your service and your son as well. And here's looking forward to next year. Hopefully no COVID, but still hear what your next event is to raise money for Base Camp 40 or maybe a different veterans cause.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime. Anytime.
Awesome.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.